Billionaires are. Caleb, can I play a song?
Yeah, man, play me a song.
Yeah, dude, you want to
hear? I love new music.
Yeah, dude, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's pretty. Okay. Has a tiny little dick. Wait a minute. Tiny feet and tiny balls and barely has a dick. Caleb's dick Wait a minute. Is tiny as hell. Even with binoculars, you can't see his dick very well. Little tiny thumb dick, Caleb.
Is this on the radio?
Thumb yeah. Dick, thumb this is the radio. Caleb. Caleb's dick is small as a
thumb dick, dick like a thumb. Wait, where did you find?
This is beautiful, man.
It's a really well-produced song. It's just
by Sam Smith.
You wouldn't think that it would be on the radio.
Yeah.
Is he saying thumb dick Caleb?
Thumb dick, yeah.
Oh.
Thumb dick,
Caleb.
It's beautiful, I think.
You think it's about me?
Caleb's yes. Dick is small as a thumb. Thumb, dick, like a thumb. Dude, Caleb and I have been listening to this song. This is like the 10th time we've listened to this song. Oh, man. Yeah, obviously we found this app.
Unbelievable.
That will make a song from your lyrics. And I've written some songs. I've pulled out my favorites.
I mean...
This one's fun. This is like a Bright Eyes song.
Yeah,
tried
that's
to
what
make
I was
his
thinking.
Voice Bright Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb has a tiny little dick, tiny feet and tiny balls, and barely has a dick. Caleb's dick is tiny as hell. Even with binoculars, you can't see his dick very well. Little tiny thumb dick Caleb. Thumb dick Caleb. Caleb's dick is small as a thumb. Thumb dick, dick like a thumb. I mean, they really outdid themselves. You know what I realized too about this song that it does the Bright Eyes thing is that you know you have your guitar and you have your like a little breathy mm-hmm. singing, but they also do a little Snow White and the Seven Dwarves sorts of choruses.
Oh yeah, you
know, little tiny thumb dick Caleb.
Yeah, it's like, they do. It's like
it's
very,
a little bit.
It's very whimsical.
Yeah, yeah,
and they really you have to really. Describe the genre, but and that's why I typed in boom clap folk rock.
Oh wow! Okay.
And you know, actually, I was trying to get them to make Lumineers.
Okay.
And like Mumford and Sons, and I think you have to type in 2010s boom clap folk rock.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want that.
Wow, you got to be so specific.
Yeah.
It's not a bad song.
Yeah,
I wish it wasn't so mean. Caleb.
Has a tiny little mean. Dick, tiny feet and tiny balls.
Unbelievable.
And barely has a dick. Caleb's dick is tiny as hell. Even with binoculars, you can't see his dick very well. Little tiny thumb dick, Caleb. Thumb dick, Caleb. Caleb's dick is small as a thumb. Thumb dick, dick like a thumb.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, this is Fallout Boy.
These are all playing on the radio.
Yeah, this is all, and this one is definitely by Fallout Boy. Caleb has a tiny little dick,
tiny feet and tiny balls, and barely has a dick. Yeah, they have the same lyrics, these songs. Dick is tiny as hell, even with binoculars, you can't see his dick very well.
Man. Little tiny thumb dick Caleb. Oh shit, dude.
Oh, I mean, it's really well produced.
Yeah, I know. You know? Yeah, it sounds better than our podcast.
It does. It sounds very, very good. But it does, you
the
know, my name's like, Caleb, so it makes me think about myself when I hear that. You know?
Yeah, no, that's why, yeah, it makes me think about you too.
Yeah.
Mostly
it's not a
because
very common name.
It's, well, it's a combination of it being your name and the way it's describing you.
Yeah.
Just the descriptors
well,
they've chosen to
have. I don't
have
tiny feet and tiny balls. You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why feet is even a part of it, you know?
Right, yeah.
But still,
we all think
still
that,
still makes
man.
Me think that it might be about me.
We
somehow.
All think that you have a huge cock and balls, man. Everybody thinks that, man.
That's good to know.
And big feet. I can see your feet. They're
Thanks, big.
They're big.
Thanks,
They're really
buddy.
Big.
Hell yeah.
They're big.
Anyway, welcome to Billionaires
welcome
Are Good, everybody.
Billionaires Are Good, dude.
So we have fun on this podcast.
Goddamn right we
do. We teach you how to make money. Wait a minute.
No. This is okay. A different... This is the theme song to the show.
Okay. It sounds a little different, but that... Wait a minute. Okay. M&M's. Who is this woman? How does she know?
I'm so happy.
This is like, you know, there's a budget on these songs. You wouldn't think there'd be different genres covering the same song. Are these,
you know,
like charting? This is ridiculous.
Not yet. They just came out.
See, I feel like this is going to make a lot of people think
hold
I have
on,
a thumb.
This is the best part.
Dick like a thumb.
You know? It just really speaks to me.
I just feel like it's spreading, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's going to start a rumor that it's about me. That I might have a thumb dick.
Here's the thing, Caleb. I know that it's not about you, right?
All right.
But it's hard to not think about how it's you because it's describing exactly what you're like.
I don't know, man.
Man, do you know what's really funny, too?
What?
So Caleb and I fuck with this app a lot. We have a good old time.
It's very fun.
There's saying that someone has a little dick is the only insult it lets you make.
Right, yeah.
You can say little dick, and I think that's so funny. And that makes me think that this app is made by women. Because you can't, like, be mean at all. It won't let you be mean. And we've tried with each other a bunch of mean stuff, and little dick is the only one.
Yeah. I think because it's true, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's funny.
Right, if it was about, it wouldn't let you write that song about me. It would just be like...
Did you play the one about Eli?
Understand.
I really liked the one about Eli.
Little Dick Eli.
Yeah, that one was
Little
fun.
Dick Eli.
So Dave has been... I think me and Dave like this app more than anyone on the planet.
I
really enjoy it, but I think Dave has made quite a few bangers on this thing.
Yeah, dude.
And they get stuck in my head.
I'm super good at music.
Dave knows a lot about technology. And,
Joe Biden.
He wouldn't have needed to drop out if he had this.
Honestly, dude, like, really, though, he would have. Joe Biden would have loved this song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who wrote this? These guys are.
These guys,
wow. They really like me, huh?
Yeah, dude. Wait a minute.
He lies and says his dick is big, but his dick is small. And so are his balls. Little nuts, Eli. Little dick, Eli.
This is about Eli Uden. Very funny comedian, Eli. good friend of mine. Tiny,
little
tiny
penis,
dick.
Eli.
Not like me. I got a huge
Eli
one.
Uden
huge.
Has a little dick. Little dick Eli. 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 Little dick Eli.
Eli, this one goes out to you, buddy.
Dude.
At Eli Uden. Actually, no, he's at Chili's Restaurants on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Listen to his podcast, What a Time to Be Alive.
He lies and says his dick is big.
He's a liar.
But his dick is small. And so
are
his balls.
Man, so beautiful.
Little nuts, Eli. Little dick, Eli. Little dick, Eli. Little dick, balls, Eli. Little penis, Eli. Eli Uden has a little dick. You can barely see it. Little dick, Eli.
It's so long, dude.
Yeah, this is an anthem.
It just reminds me of what it was like growing up on the farm, you know. And Christmas morning, you know, it was just like the best day. I would just would just get up, and under the present would be Eli Yudin's little dick. Welcome to Billionaires Are Good.
That's right, everybody. We have some songs. We have some fun. We talk about how to make money.
Yeah.
You know, we're one of the number one finance podcasts in the game.
Yeah,
know?
We grind. We're on that grind always, man.
On the grind,
and,
dude.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to not care about anybody but yourself. Push people down the stairs. You know,
that's
don't
right.
hold doors open. Be mean. Get out there. You know what I mean? Bully
yeah, dude.
Strangers.
Get to the top.
Bully strangers. You
just
know?
Like our billionaire of the week this week.
That's right. Who is our billionaire?
Bill Gates.
Oh, that's right.
Bill Gates.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, he seems like a dork, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It is bad that he's alive, but it's good.
Yeah, and he. I remember when I was a kid, that was the richest man in mm-hmm. the world, and he's still up there. He's still doing all right, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he was the richest man in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, yeah. Got a DUI.
Is that true?
Yeah, got a DUI with a big smile. His mugshot, very famous mugshot.
Shut up. Yeah. I didn't know that. When did he get a fucking DUI?
When he
DUI?
Was like a kid, you know.
Oh,
like,
really? Bill 20s, Gates?
I think, yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, and you think about this, and there's a million people that have that bit, but getting a DUI back then, not easy. You know what I mean? That was when mothers were for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right. MFD.
So he was drunk.
They weren't mad yet.
Yeah,
mothers.
They weren't mad.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, Bill Gates, rich as hell. What's he up to? What do you think? 100 billion?
Oh, boy.
So
yeah,
he's
there. Number 10 or something now, right?
Yeah, he's got to be up there. Microsoft, who knew? You know,
didn't he also, and granted, I'm getting this from the movie Pirates of Silicon Valley, which mm-hmm. is a fictionalized story about him and Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. But I think he stole the idea for Windows from Steve Wozniak.
Oh, smart.
Because Bill Gates,
that's
they
smart.
Went and like they were also building computers and they went and like checked out Apple's new computer, and they had this sort of like point click interface, and they were like, huh, and they stole it.
Smart.
Yeah, dude.
Good.
So he's the richest thief in the world.
That's what I'm trying to get into.
Actually, that's probably not true. They're probably all fucking thieves.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I mean, first of all, I will say, I'll give him this. At least he stole an idea instead of just like acting like he came up with books.
Right.
And I think that's
you've
really.
You gotta steal to get. You know what I mean? Like Zuckerberg, he stole the thing from the
right.
guy. You know,
if you want to be a billionaire, you gotta steal.
Yeah, it's good to steal.
Actually, Taylor Swift, not a thief.
Right.
The musicians, they're not really thieves. Or maybe she is. Maybe she stole a song
That'd
from
someone.
That'd
be pretty funny.
That would be funny.
I kind of doubt it, though.
What if she stole a song from Jay-Z?
Like, what are the odds someone else has a song about Jake Gyllenhaal dating them for years, you know?
Did she date Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, you know more about billionaires than me.
Yeah, man. That's why we need both of us on this podcast.
I know. It was going to be just me.
Yeah.
But then I decided
then you,
to let Caleb
brought in
stay.
The expert. You know?
Ninth richest man in the world.
Ninth? What a loser.
$132.6 Whoa. Billion dollars as of 4 days ago.
It's more than I make in a year.
yes, that's right. Yahoo Finance. The headline of this article is...
told you Yahoo was good. Yahoo has good news.
Billionaire Bill Gates has 83% of his $48 billion portfolio in just four stocks.
What?
Yeah.
Which ones? Microsoft?
Microsoft, El
okay.
Pollo Loco,
no.
Zappos.com.
Look, that's how you get rich. You
yeah.
pick a company that you believe in.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Yeah.
Zappos.com, he believed in them from the beginning.
I have a lot of faith in Taco Bell. I feel like I would invest in Taco Bell. They're
let's
doing,
take
they're
a guess of the CEO of Taco Bell, what their net worth is.
Mm.
Taco, actually, do you know the name of Taco Bell's CEO? If anyone
Ooh,
should
I
know,
wish.
It should be you.
I should know. I'm the
Mark
number one fan.
King.
Mark King, that's right. I bet he's doing great.
Yeah,
know?
I'm sure he is. Mark King.
Because they
the
have the price of the burritos, I think, has gone up 400% since 2019. So the profits are pretty good, you know.
This can't be right. What? This says his net worth is $50 million.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but for a fucking...
Yeah, they should fire him.
For a
Get
guy
richer.
Who...
Come on,
the
dude.
Estimated net worth of Mark James King is at least $6.32 million. Dude, he runs Taco Bell. This can't be right. I don't
right.
like this at all.
No, I don't care
no,
for that.
No, no, no.
If, in my world, the Taco Bell CEO is a billionaire, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so Bill Gates
because he owns like a million Crunchwraps.
I know.
They say you're a real millionaire if you have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rich, if you have a lot of friends. You're even richer if you have a lot of crunch wraps.
Dude, I would kill for a crunch wrap right now.
Also, I feel like if you put fire sauce on a dollar bill and you paid for something, they would treat it as a $5 bill.
I got some fire sauce. I got some fire sauce.
You got some fire sauce?
Yeah, dude.
Where, in your ass? Got him.
Dude.
Idiot.
Dave is roasting me today.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, roasting you like
Damn.
A pig.
I don't know what to do.
Little fucking pig.
Podcast took a turn.
Yeah, fuck you.
So don't a lot of people think Bill Gates is trying to kill everybody? You ever hear that?
No.
See that on the internet sometimes. They're like, Bill Gates trying to kill everybody.
In what way?
Type that in. They say, Bill Gates is evil and he wants to run the world, but he also wants everyone dead. I don't really understand.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with him is, like, you hear that story about stealing the thing. Like, that's so devious to just, like the thing hadn't even been released. It was an invention. To steal an invention, like, you have
to... That's like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, man. You have to think you're better and worth more than other people.
Yeah.
And then... To become a billionaire, I mean, everyone's like, oh, you know, he has the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now, and they give all this money and stuff. But he had been a billionaire for years before they did that.
Yeah.
And what, they just, like, help NPR? I don't know. That's not fair.
Didn't they get a divorce?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, yeah. That seems like a pretty cool life, to divorce a billionaire, you know?
Yeah, dude.
So your ex is a billionaire. What's the next guy supposed to do, you know?
Man, I wonder if... Because, like, if you divorce a billionaire and you get half their stuff, you're immediately a billionaire.
Yeah, you're a billionaire now.
I guess you were already a billionaire, but it wasn't technically... Like, you knew that you didn't have direct ownership of it because it was theirs when you got together.
Right.
But then it becomes yours. Does he... Like, if he were to get divorced from his wife right now, would he immediately have $60 billion less dollars?
I think so.
Wow.
Unless you have a prenup.
That's
fucking
awesome.
So what you got to do is you marry Taylor Swift, divorce her,
okay,
and then you're a billionaire.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And
then she writes an album about
she's
it.
She's been through so much.
Yeah, she dated Dave.
She lost $1 billion. She married Dave. What the fuck? Why? Oh, man.
Yeah. No,
thumb
it's
dick Caleb Taylor version. And it just says,
dude,
thumb
that's
dick
the
Dave.
Goal of this podcast. We get Taylor Swift to cover one of our songs.
Dude, billionaires
oh,
are
boy.
Good. Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
She covers our podcast.
Okay, so Reuters has an article. The headline is, there is no evidence that Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die.
Well, I've said that.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Not now.
Yeah,
but for the
someday.
Planet to work, no one can live. We can't have people living forever, right?
Totally.
It's not enough room.
I do think that when people say that, they mean now.
I always wonder, because you ever go by a cemetery and you see all the stuff, and I'm like, isn't that kind of rude? Like, shouldn't the body, like, melt into the ground and stuff? Like, why are we keeping it in a box? Doesn't the earth need that stuff back?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's shoot everybody into the dirt.
Shoot them.
Bury everybody. Just,
put them in the dirt.
Yeah. Naked in the ground.
Naked in the dirt.
That's what I want to go, dude.
Yeah, man. Don't cremate me.
Shoot me into space.
Get me hard and have me fuck the earth. You know what I mean?
I think that's
let me fuck the earth one more time.
This is a Buck Cherry song.
Yeah. Get me hard. Let me fuck the earth.
That's more AC/DC,
hey,
I guess.
Hey, you're crazy, Earth. But you fuck so good that I'm in the dirt. hey, every
time. This
has
been a very musical episode.
Well, we're musical men.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Bill Gates.
Yeah, man.
We're like Chill Gates.
Ooh, somebody make that meme.
Yeah.
Put a little sunglasses on him.
Yeah, that's
and blunt in his mouth.
Already.
That's fun.
Hey, by the way, billionairesgaregood.com is our website.
That's right,
and there's
baby.
Links to all our social media, to our YouTube, invite to our Discord on there. Our shop is shop.billionairesaregood.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're on the road a little bit. This episode, if I am correct, is dropping in the middle of September.
Ooh.
Next month, I'm going to be October 17th. That weekend, I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Good club.
And then I'll be doing the fest in Gainesville, Florida.
Hell yeah.
At the end of the month. And oh, good.
Oh, good notification. I guess everybody got
that
notification.
It's cool to have your computer plugged in. And man, that fest is gonna be so great. Streetlight Manifesto's on it, and Hot Water Music, and man, I'm so fucking pumped.
I think the Amazing Lady Clarinet Band is on.
The Amazing Lady Clarinet Band. I guess since we're having a musical episode, it might be worth doing that. But why don't you tell us your tour dates first, Taylor?
So I'm gonna be at the Poor House Music Hall in Raleigh, North Carolina, September 29th. The Denver Comedy Lounge, October 4th and 5th. The Comedy Nest in Montreal, October 24th through the 26th. Alameda Comedy Club in Alameda, California, November 1st and 2nd. Denver Comedy Underground, November 8th and 9th. Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, Kentucky, November 15th and 16th. Comic Sense at the Boulderado, December 5th through the 7th. That's in Boulder, Colorado. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, December 12th through the 15th. And The Riot in Houston, December 20th through the 21st. So come see me. I think that's everywhere. I'm in the Midwest. I'm in the West. I'm in the South. I'm all over. So I'm near you for the rest of this year. So come on out and see me. I could use the help. I need you in there laughing and bringing friends. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. This weekend at the Delaware Fair, the live music events of exciting. The year. Five and best. Featuring Finger Snap and Jack. Biden would like this. Big Al in the Slap. Oh, mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. And so many more bands. Joe Chap and Tommy and a Fat Dumb Obese Cokie Dance and Dan the Washboard Man. Freddy Fiddle, Bobby Bassoon, Hawkins, Sammy Sack, Bill Willie on a key, dropping Mr. Sick, the Amazing Lady Clarinet Band, hilarious sounds that trains make. Whatever Jill wants to listen to. And Joe Biden's favorite band, Diggling Ding Dong, fantastic music. Joe Biden Fest. It's free.
Oh, I'll never get tired of Joe Biden Fest.
Yeah, buddy.
That's very fun. When do you think the No More Monkeys Jumping on the Bed came out? Because I bet Biden was alive when No More Monkeys Jumping on the Bed was like, that was a
at
hot
least
tune.
In its heyday. Yeah, I don't know, though, because it's like a kid's book, isn't it? And then it was turned into a kid's song by different people. Because I sent it to you, right? I was at my cousin's house in Maine. And they had the Monkeys Jumping on the Bed kids book for their baby.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like a little 10-page, one of those like thick cardboard page books.
Kids need to learn how to read better than that, you know? Five-page books? What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, read Moby Dick, idiot. Damn, you suck.
Yeah, these kids are stupid as hell, man.
What are you looking up there, Caleb?
I wanted to see if Biden was alive when this song came out.
Well, but that song isn't like the original recording of that.
Oh, boy. It came out in the 1800s, so he was alive.
Yeah.
He was alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was at least 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Isn't it sad? Did you know this? I just looked it up. Joe Biden, his body is now 85% dust.
Ooh.
That's true.
Man. I wonder if, do you know anything about Doug Imhoff?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you a little something about him.
No.
You don't want to know?
No.
You don't want to know?
Nope.
Me and Dave are good at improv.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Up. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Caleb's right. It's time for some Doug facts. Did you know that Doug likes yogurt?
Doug facts.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
You know, Doug was in the first Snuggie commercial.
Really?
Doug facts.
Did you know that sometimes Doug likes a little kiss?
Doug facts.
You know, when Doug pulls the strap up on his Crocs, he goes, time for four-wheel drive.
Well, really?
Doug facts.
That's some good stuff, man. You know, when Doug was a kid, he had a Huffy.
Doug facts.
Oh man, Doug Imhoff, second gentleman of the United States of America, fantastic guy. We really like Doug.
Doug facts.
Did you know every time somebody offers Doug a Bud Light with lime, he goes, ooh.
Doug facts.
I believe that. I 100% believe that. I think that it is very important to Doug to have some O'Doul's in the house at any given time.
Oh, you know,
because he doesn't always want to get drunk, but he does always want a cold one.
Yeah.
Doug facts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I think he says shit to Kamala very regularly. Like, honey, what if tonight We get some O'Doul's. We make some popcorn. We watch The Firm again. I'll bet you also Kamala loves that. I'll bet you Kamala loves The Firm. She's a big Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, everything he thinks, but I like his movies.
I bet when you're watching The Firm with Doug, he pauses it and turns to Kamala and goes, did that ever happen when you were at work?
Doug facts.
I think you're
anything
right.
Anything like that ever happen to you? That's crazy.
Whoa, dude. Did you ever cheat on me? You didn't, right? I don't want you to. I don't want you. Look, if you did, we can talk through it. We can talk through anything. We have the greatest relationship. But if you did cheat on me, I would be sad.
Doug facts.
It does seem like he's incapable of not of a filter.
Yeah,
like Doug cannot not say something.
Yeah, dude. Oh man, honey, what's your favorite kind of chicken?
Doug,
dude,
can't get enough Doug.
Yeah, did you know? This is true. Every time Kamala, no, I was like reading an interview with Doug. This is actually a real one.
Okay, a real Doug fact.
Yeah, I was reading an interview with Doug where he said that every time Kamala agrees to a drone strike, he yells, "That's my girl."
Doug fact.
That does sound like Doug.
Yeah, totally. And he's got grapes in his mouth. That's my girl. Yeah, man. Did you know that Doug owns 3 separate sets of poker chips? Doug used to have a Corona Light beer sign, but he tripped and he broke it.
Doug Fats.
I don't know why I feel like I know this guy.
Yeah, dude.
I really feel.
Did you know that Doug Emhoff likes Six Flags Magic Mountain, but he does not like Six Flags Over Texas? Man. Yeah, I know. He just seems like, oh, man. Doug, dude. Fucking Doug. Bill Gates, man, is so like.
Yeah.
It's interesting to like, I don't know. I think it makes me angry when someone makes it big in one industry. And then uses that money to get big in another industry. And it, like, logically, mm-hmm. like, I know that that's not an insult to me, but it feels fake, you know?
Right.
Like, Bezos is the biggest example of that. Amazon went from an online bookstore to literally, like, not only selling every single thing, but then, like, co-opting and being mandatory for other companies to exist. And then, like, making the code that other right. websites run on. And yeah, it's like, Microsoft was like the biggest in the world. They made mm-hmm. Windows, the like program that every computer ran on. And then he was like video games. And right. when the Xbox came out, I was like, fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you.
What do we need this for?
Yeah, man.
It was just someone confusing. Else. I remember being like, oh, I can't wait to play that game. No, it's just on Xbox. Oh.
Give someone else a chance, man. Yeah. Give me a shot. What about me? Why can't I try to make a video game console?
Make one. What would you call it?
Dave.
Go play with your Dave.
Go play with your Dave, dude. Yeah, man. The new Baldur's Gate, you can only get it on Dave.
Oh, man. Dave. I always get Baldur's Gate mixed up with Elden Ring, and then I get that mixed up with the House of the Game. You know.
That's because you got tiny Baldur's Gate.
Uh-oh. Man, Roasty Dave is a whole new kind of
Oh,
Dave.
No. Do you feel roasted? I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, good. Are you sure? It's just because I wrote 8 to 10 songs.
He did
about
write a lot
balls.
Of songs. More than Kendrick Lamar wrote about Drake.
But we haven't played any of the songs that you've written about me.
We'll do that next episode.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah,
what I'll,
sure.
When you're on your train to San
Yours
Diego,
Yours are so
I'll be.
Mean, by the way. Caleb finds ways to be mean that, let me just say this, we can't play him on the podcast.
That's true.
They're too personal, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's fun.
He's just like knows facts about me, and I'm like, hey, you know who else did that to me? David Drake.
Oh, yeah?
I sent David Drake like a little dick song, and he sent me a song back that he had AI wrote about how bad my anxiety disorder is. And we had like a fight as friends.
Oh.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? Dude,
yeah,
you can't like make
can't
fun of my
that.
Mental. And he was like, what?
There's rules.
Yeah, dude.
The thing is that, like, if he did actually have a micro penis, he would not be.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's too close
of
to
home. Of course, yeah. I don't care how big his dick is.
Right. Me neither.
I don't care.
I want to be on record.
I don't care. Yeah, we both don't care how big David Drake's dick is or how beautiful his face is.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, or how wet it is.
Okay.
What? Pecs are.
All right, okay.
And he gets out of the water at the beach.
So do we have, I mean, when it comes to, speaking of hot guys.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah. We got to talk about.
Is this billionaire hotter than Sylvester Stallone?
I'm going to say no.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, come on, dude.
I don't know. I think Bill Gates has got it going on a little bit.
All right. Well, we're at a tie then, I guess.
I'd rather fuck a dork than a meathead.
Oh.
And I think that his, like, dorkiness.
But is it about you, though?
Yeah.
You're a straight guy.
Well, that's kind of why my opinion about hotness is more important.
Right, I guess
that's
true.
Because it's objective.
Right, okay.
It's not hot for me. It's hot for everybody. That's, like, right. What I'm considering. And Bill Gates is also, like, I think Bill Gates and Stallone both have the riz, as you've said it.
Sure, sure.
And Stallone is, like, an overgrown monster that is, like, 100% veins, at least.
Yeah, he is veiny.
Yeah,
and he's like, short.
And he's tan.
Yeah, he's very tan.
Though, I think there's a pretty big chance that Bill Gates smells bad.
Yeah, I mean, most men do. There's right. No way Stallone smells great, naturally.
That's a good point.
You know?
But at least he probably masks it.
Yeah.
With some terrible cologne. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stallone probably wears a lot of cologne.
Oh, I'm sure of it. You can kind of... I follow him on Instagram, and sometimes I'll post, and I'll be like, yeah.
You can smell it through
smell that cologne.
Yeah, through the caption. What do you think Ulysses S. Grant smelled like?
Oh, liquor.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, because of that, he was probably the best-smelling guy in the Civil War.
Right, right, yeah.
Everyone else just smelled like gangrene, fucking, like, rotting flesh. That's probably why he was so drunk. Everyone stank. Dude.
I would, too. I would be drinking a lot back then, for sure.
It's an entire war where tens of thousands of people died, and not a single one of them had ever seen a bathtub.
Yeah, oof.
Dude.
Yeah, you took one bath a year in a river? That's rough.
Yeah, I know, dude.
That's rough.
And you had to do it away from everybody else because they didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
It was like if the men saw it, they would kill you
because mm-hmm.
you're, back then, interacting with anything like that, immediately you would question everything and kill yourself.
Right.
So you had to end their life. And then if a woman saw you, they would like assume that you were courting them.
Right, right.
And they would faint.
Well, that's how most men met their wives back then. You'd be a woman bathing in a river singing a tune, and the man would hear it, you know. He would and then he would become infatuated with you.
Right. And then she would be like, well, why don't you get on in here and scrub your tiny balls.
Why in old paintings? Every time I see an old painting, and it's like there was a whole era where it was all a woman in a swing, like a swing in a tree.
Oh yeah,
and the man would be like, "Hark!"
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's
like
right.
That's women used to swing on little tree swings a lot,
and
that's how
you
meet the guy.
Hark! Yeah, they would like
hark, woman on swing, and she would be like, "Oh,
her woman in a window, and he's outside."
Well, I am now 13, looking for a wife.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'm 12. I'm an old maiden.
Yeah, that's right.
All my six-year-old sisters have already had children.
At 13, I'm the oldest man in the village. I have more cows than your father does. Man.
Yeah, I'm glad we live now, you know?
I'm so happy I live now, especially since comedy is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you would have been hung.
I would have been killed immediately.
Yeah,
if only because I'd travel. I'm like, hello, I'm funny. I'm going to do a show. And all the women would be like, yay. And the men would just kill me.
Isn't it funny that for most of history, you could just go to the next town and tell them all lies? Be like, well, hi. And no one could check where you went to college or what you did or if you were a criminal. You could just fool people. You wouldn't even have to leave your state.
Yeah, wow.
You could just go to Pasadena and be like, hello, my name is
Rubin.
Literally, there were people who sold snake oil.
Crazy.
And they were like, it's good. Everybody in the last town took it, and none of them have a broken leg anymore. And it was a town of all broken legs. I know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Humanity really ran on lies for a very long
time. It's too bad. I think I would have had a fun time being a snake oil salesman.
This, like, fact-checking shit fucking sucks for us, man.
I know. It really does.
Yeah. It's also like there was a long period of time, like almost all of human history, up until, you know, like you were hot if you had a clean face up until like 1994.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's, like, not like that. People have, like, they're so attractive, and it sucks, dude.
And if you look at all those black and white pictures from the Great Depression, the hottest woman alive looks exactly like everyone. Like, they all look just old-timey.
Yeah,
like, totally. I can't really tell the difference between, like, you know, you watch a movie from the 30s, the secretary will come in, they'll be like, well, she's homely. And I'm like, she looks just exactly like the hot, like the star.
I know, that's true. They all look the same.
I can't find a man because of my looks.
It's crazy, too. All the men, like, I don't know what the fuck people went through, but they have, like, creases in their face.
Oh, my Lord.
Dude.
The deepest wrinkles I've ever seen.
Like, wow, you can put your hand
deeper than an ass crack.
Cheek.
Like, just the cheek, just,
what is going on? Like, not a scar, just a wrinkle.
Well, I'm 30.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Today is my sweet 16.
All right. Well, I got my 9 a.m. meeting. I better drink 3 glasses of bourbon.
Yeah, totally.
Like, what?
After my meet with the Joint Chiefs, I'm going to go back into my crib.
That's insane.
I know. And they were all drunk.
All the time. Everybody.
Drunk all the time. I know.
Insane.
Man.
I remember hearing the story that when Harry Truman won the election, they woke him up so he could get drunk.
Damn, that's funny.
Yeah, he got drunk, went to bed, they woke him up, he was like, let's drink more, I won! It's so insane. I love now that people are like, you know, Kamala likes to drink, and I'm like, yeah!
Of course she fucking does.
That's, imagine that being your deal breaker. Yeah. I don't care for...
Well, you remember when it came out that Barack Obama smoked cigarettes?
Right.
And everyone was like, wow!
Well, yeah, it was a scandal.
It's like, dude, let the man smoke cigarettes.
I remember when he had his checkup, and they go, you know, his doctor said he needs to stop smoking. And I'm like, you know, that's what they all say.
Yeah, all doctors say that.
None of them say
you.
To do it.
Yeah. Donald Trump's doctor thinks he should stop eating McDonald's. For sure. Donald Trump's doctor probably thinks he needs to stop doing every single thing he does.
I would want Trump's doctor. I want a doctor I go to that tells me the truth and what I need to do. And I also want one of, like, the Trump doctors who just goes, you're the shit.
Yeah.
Just makes me feel good.
Dude, he
like,
probably
bring
does
me
have
those
up. Doctors. Yeah.
You're the healthiest person I've ever seen. I'd be like, I was thinking that.
You're a specimen.
I was thinking that.
They told me I'm a specimen. Man, that's a bad doctor, man. More like Dr. Ouchie.
Uh-oh. Well, we need a horn for that.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Come on. Where's the sound effects?
Yeah, I don't know.
There we go.
That's Trump's doctor. That would be so great.
Dude, hell
if
yeah.
Doug was Trump's doctor.
Oh, yeah. So do we have another billionaire question?
I'm the
other one?
I'm the one in charge of the sound effects, and I'm like kind of being slow with it today. And Caleb's not so subtle suggestions are really funny.
I can't remember the other billionaire question.
Is this Is this billionaire hotter than Ted Cruz?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Dude.
Yeah. That's a tough, that's the bowl of shit versus half a bowl of shit. But,
No. It's a bowl of shit versus a wood nymph. Just a beautiful, just a perfect human specimen, Bill Gates.
That's what always blew me away
body.
In 2016. Remember when Trump called Ted Cruz's wife ugly?
No, I don't remember
He tweeted
that.
A picture of like Ted Cruz's wife is ugly or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And
dude.
It's like, he's ugly.
Yeah.
What are we bringing the wife up for?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz looks insane.
Also, Trump's ugly. It's like,
what are we doing?
Yeah. We know that your wife, Donald Trump, is like objectively beautiful, and that's why you bought her. And obviously what I just said is dickheaded to Melania,
right?
But what I mean is, you know, almost exactly that. He's like just looking around for hot women, and he's just like, will you marry me, will you marry me, will you marry me? I have $1 billion. And finally, one of them, exasperated, was like, yes, I would like your money. And she hates his fucking guts, dude. I'm reading Fire and Fury now.
Dude, isn't it great? It's the funniest book I've ever read.
We've talked about it on the show. Michael Wolff wrote this book. He's a New York Times or Wall Street Journal reporter.
Wrote
a book about the like lead up to Trump's presidency and the first year of it. And a big part of the book is that Melania fucking hates him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, hates, won't be in the same room with him.
If you see how openly Michelle Obama will roll her eyes at Barack, it's like, you know the level of like. I just can't even imagine like Melania being like, I had a bad day. Trump being like, oh. Like, it's hard to even imagine him like consoling her or being like, how'd you sleep? Like, you can't even fathom it.
Totally.
It's so insane.
And you know, like, at some point they were like, there were just all these advisors, things going on that were like, trying desperately to convince Melania to like have an active role in
right.
at least, like do oh, something so public funny. Facing. And then she was like, be best.
Yeah, be best. The be best. Shortest sentence possible.
That doesn't mean anything. They're like, be best.
Good luck.
Be best.
Oh,
that's
good.
What I got. Be best. Just say that.
Dude, it was so funny when that phone call leaked when they were like, we need you to decorate the White House. And she was like, I don't live there. No.
I.
It's big. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's so totally. Funny. Dude.
I hate America. Don't call me. I refuse to speak to anyone I love in English. Dude.
No, I know. I recommend everyone to read it. If you like Trump or hate Trump, whatever it is, it's so fascinating. It's so funny. And if you hate Trump, it'll probably make you hate him less, but it'll make you go like, oh, this guy was just not knowing.
No.
He just didn't know what was going on.
I actually disagree. I do not think it will make you hate him less.
Really?
I think it'll make you hate him more. I think it, you know what, how it is making me feel? It's making me feel, and my aunt read it at my suggestion too, and she was telling me like, the best part of it is that it makes me feel less crazy that I have always thought this guy was a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everyone in his administration won't publicly admit that they feel that way. I mean, not everyone. Some
right,
people
right.
will. But they're generally the story on the Republican Party is, like, this guy's great. And my aunt's a Republican. And she fucking hates Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, when he said the grab him by the pussy thing, and then still became president.
Yeah.
We were just like, what the fuck, man? Like, how is that even possible? How are we not living in a world where everyone on Earth is like, this guy's a fucking scumbag, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you read this and it's like, oh, everyone thought he was a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Even his best friends were like literally there's a lot of it where like the other billionaires are like, he's a loser.
Yeah.
Fucking the owner of Fox News. What's his name?
Roger Ailes.
No, not
the
Roger
one
Ailes.
Now?
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah, Rupert.
Rupert Murdoch just like constantly was like, he's a fucking moron. And everybody around him was like, oh my God, we have to act like we respect this guy and he's a fucking tool.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's a terrible job.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I always loved when John Kelly was his like chief of staff.
Yeah.
The amount of there's so many like Getty images of him with his face in his hands publicly, just like, no, we agreed not to say that. Jesus, like all of them are just so beaten down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah,
I can't I can't imagine a worse job. And then the second he fires you, he's like, John Kelly, the big bitch.
I know.
Big bitch. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, totally.
Like, Steve Bannon gets him elected, and then he fires him and is like, Sloppy Steve, the fat fuck. Like, what? What the fuck?
I fired him.
It's so funny.
I didn't even want him to work there in the first place.
His vice president.
Yeah,
Pussy
totally.
Pence. Never been a man. Like, what?
Holy shit.
I can't wait till he's done with J.D. Vance. It's going to be so funny.
Yeah.
He's going to come up with an incredible nickname for him. Oh, boy.
Wow.
I've never laughed.
Just a dumbass. That's what it stands for. He told me. That's what his parents said. They told me that. Oh, my God.
No,
dude.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, wait. Hey, you know what time it is?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
you know how it is. Every week on the show, we really, really enjoy renaming stuff. So hit us up on Twitter at Billionaires Are Good or on our Discord. There's a link at billionairesaregood.rodeo.
Com.
Billionairesaregood.com. Check it out. We rename stuff. The Discord's very fun. Fun community of cool people. So the game this week was If Dude Where's My Car starred Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we love Dude, Where's My Car? We've loved it since the beginning.
Bro, it's a good movie,
it's
too.
It's good. It's a such funny a funny name. Title. Yeah. And we love it. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close and Dude, Where's My Car?
Those
somehow
are two movies. But
the
dude,
funniest thing.
And Dude, Where's My Car gets a bad rap because it stars Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott acting like jagoffs.
And they are.
And the
but it
name,
is funny.
And the marketing is silly. But it's like a legitimately fucking hilarious movie.
It's funny. It's funny and it's stupid. Yeah. And if you're into that, you'll probably dig it. But
so if Dude Where's My Car, what was the game again?
Starred Meryl Streep. If Dude Where's My Car starred Meryl Streep. So the first one here. Kevin Metal 91 on Discord said, Doubt Where's My Car?
At Sure Devin on Discord, I believe.
Twitter.
Twitter had Devil Where's My Porsche. That's funny. Yeah.
Fondo Punch on Twitter said, Dude Becomes Her?
Oh, man. Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord with Sophie's Choice to Return the Continuum Transfunctioner. It is about the Continuum Transfunctioner.
Funny.
That's right.
Boneless
That's right.
Chuck on Discord said, Miss Cusey, have you seen her jalopy?
At Shebe Carlene, Sophie's Noise. Damn, that's funny.
Winslow Dumain on Twitter said, Mamma Mia, I have no car now more.
Wait, why are these? Oh, she was in Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen Mamma Mia. I didn't realize that was a big Meryl Streep joint.
Oh, yeah, big Meryl Streep joint.
Oh, man. Okay. Jordan on Discord had Little Woman. Parentheses stole my car.
Oh, Little Women.
Little Women.
Little Women stole
Little
my
women,
car.
Little Women parentheses stole my car. I fucked it up, Jordan. I'm sorry.
Crete on Discord said, "Well, it seems I've misplaced my Fiat."
That's very funny.
Very good.
I love that.
Very good.
And the Ricky shit this week. Exclamation Nick on Discord with the bridges of my car is gone. That is so funny, man. That's exactly my type of joke.
I know.
Just an outright. Like blunt statement.
Yeah,
billionaires
that's
are
so
good.
Funny. The bridges of my car is gone.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Man, you guys are so goddamn funny, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate y'all.
Lay it on down and keep tipping and jump in there, man. Go to our store and get a hat.
Go to our store, shop.billionairesaregood.com. Email us, billionairesaregood@gmail.com. Look, we love to hear from you. We love this show. We just, made a bunch of changes. We're really excited. We're fired up.
It's the best day of my life.
Email us, comment, whatever, on Patreon or anywhere, and just, tell us what you think of the new show. Any billionaires you would
but
like
not
us
if
to...
you don't like it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Any billionaires you would like us to talk about.
Yeah, if you're a billionaire, give us some money, and we'll do an episode about you.
Patreon.com/billionairesaregood. We have a bunch of... We have a bunch of tiers on there, cheap to $10, so, they're all cheap.
Hell yeah,
and,
dude.
And there's Discord benefits in there, too. At the $5 level, you can make emojis and shit in the Discord. And the $10 level, you're a moderator. Man, it's fun.
Very fun. We're having a good time.
That's right. And, of course, before we wrap this up.
Can't forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He's not in Dude Where's My Car.
He's not in it.
He's not in it. He is in a lot of movies.
I
swear he's in most movies.
Yeah, I know. You would think he'd be
or
in
at least
it,
half.
Yeah.
We're just picking the wrong half.
Yeah, we'll get to the ones he's in.
Yeah.
We'll get to those.
And we love you all so much. You're the greatest fucking fans.
Oh, the best fans that I've ever had.
In the world.
Yeah, dude.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to believe this. Still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Billionaires are good.